This is Songs from Studio C. I'm Nolan Ford, and today I'm joined in the studio by electronic pop act Solar Estates. Songwriter Eric Jeffries' previous band, French Reform, quickly rose to the attention of many in the Chico area back in 2014, including acclaim from the Chico News & Review's annual Cammy Awards as Best Local Act. Solar Estates is the follow-up project continuing Jeffries' exploration of the electropop genre. In a moment, we'll talk with Solar Estates about their music, but first, let's listen to a performance of the song, Repetition.
It's not the thing you've made of, it's what you take away, it's what you keep for you, and that's what gets you afraid. Cause I can see that your hands are all but tangled with fear. You barely manage that old talk, it's so incredibly clear. To pretend you just embarrass yourself. It's not the thing you've made of. It's not the thing you've made of. It's not the thing you've made of. So what still keeps you away?
This was actually a song I wrote for French Reform. It's the very first Solar Estates song. And it was too close to another song that we had, which I also wrote, and I wrote them back to back. So it's a song about kind of about where I was at the time in the band, and they're all my great friends, and I have a lot of love for those guys, and that's kind of what the song is about.
Okay, so Solar Estates, tell me about how the band first formed and came together.
So there's been several iterations of Solar Estates at this point. This is like number four, but the real first one came after the breakup of my last band, French Reform. A couple of the guys from that band joined me in this new project, and I wrote an EP over the summer after that breakup, and then that November we started playing the songs from our first EP. Which is the Quiet Season.
And I remember reading about the French Reform writing process, and I kind of imagined this like football locker room with all the band members crowded around a whiteboard analyzing arrangements of songs. And I'm wondering if Solar Estates is employing this same kind of rigorous rehearsal process, or what's it like nowadays?
Well, there's still a whiteboard.
Definitely still a whiteboard, yeah.
It's considerably smaller, which is kind of a bummer. Because we had like the biggest whiteboard for French Reform, but smaller area, smaller space. So we've got to work with our crammed, poorly written. I'm always erasing stuff. It's like having an iPhone with too little space on it. You always have to like take away the last song to put the new one on it.
How is Solar Estates similar, and how is it different to your previous bands?
It's actually kind of more similar than different. Just tying like a love for like texture and kind of like ambient stuff, but then putting a pop spin on it.
Yeah, it's this particular iteration is different from the last Solar Estates, which was me and Phil Anker and my wife Ashley, which was we had a drum machine basically, and we'd always talked about getting a real drummer. But now that we have it, now that we have Landon, it's much more organic. And yeah, I really love that we're able to take the songs from that have been previously written and turn them into something that sounds, to me, to my ears, even, you know, they sound more beautiful with the acoustic drums and the guitar and bass.
How would you all describe the difference, you know, playing supported by a, you know, electronic drum beat versus with a live drummer who's got a soul?
I take offense to that.
Some drum machines definitely have soul. Yeah. Get that in there.
There's a soul button.
It's next to the swing button. Yeah.
It's also quick to assume that I have a soul.
it's great. Well, for one thing, you're not like tied to anything. You know, when you're playing to a track, if you mess up, then you either have to restart or like really like clamor to figure out how to get back on. It's really nice to have a human being playing drums, just because I really think people enjoy seeing a drummer, for one thing, and I think people enjoy having that really human touch of things could be different each time, and I appreciate that myself.
Is Solar State still a growing ensemble, or are you feeling like the sound is pretty fully achieved with the four musicians that currently make up the band?
I feel pretty good about these four dudes. Yeah, I'd say this is it for the foreseeable future.
So one of the comparisons I hear fairly regularly with Eric, your singing style and the music you make is the Killers. So I'm wondering, you know, how do you feel about that comparison? Do you think that's fair, or what's your reaction to it when people compare your music to that?
I think that's fair, and I think, I've heard that before, and it's funny, that was back in high school, that album Hot Fuss came out, and I was super into it. I mean, it's not something I listen to now or take too much influence from, but I think that sense of making electropop music with a lot of soul really stuck with me.
I think that one of the things that stands out to me about your band is that nobody in town, it seems, is really doing exactly what you're doing with music. I've seen bands from LA and like Las Vegas who really have this sort of dance pop rock sound, but not so much in this area. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on why that is.
I've asked myself that question too. I'm not sure. I think there are a couple bands that are, sisterhoods that Cobby is in, is doing that synth pop, and he's got
a little bit, some elements of
that. Yeah, yeah. And I've taken a lot of influence from the way you guys work too. And
awesome. Thank you, man.
So there's a few things, and it's starting. I'm gonna plug this again. I talk about this all the time, but there's this really cool new artist named Scout in town who's doing this like really minimal, rad, just Lord-esque like electropop music, and I do think it's gonna. I think it's gonna start happening in Chico. I think you're gonna see more of it.
What can you guys tell our listeners about this big New Year's bash that you guys are playing coming up this Thursday?
Well, it's going to be super fun. Skin Peaks is a great, great band. They're going to be headlining it, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard Nim yet, or Pink Bandana, I think, is the other band that was added. But I talked to that guy, and he seems super cool. And it seems like it's just going to be a really fun night. There's going to be... I think for people over 21, you get a free PBR with your ticket. So
all right. Ooh.
It's $7 and you get a free PBR. That's value. That's value.
Yeah.
So are there any Solar State's New Year's resolutions or big goals for 2016?
Well, I'm going to be working on some new songs, and I think hopefully all of us together will be doing some recording and first on a single, and then later on, hopefully on an album.
I'm gonna try and eat breakfast more often.
Yeah,
that's I'm gonna buy my first ride cymbal, which at 32 years old seems like as good a time as any to finally step up to the plate and do that.
I don't know, man. That ride's pretty sweet.
The days of indefinite loans are gonna be over once and for all.
Was it in any way an intentional decision to try and fill like a void in the current music scene, or did the music just come together this way naturally?
It was definitely intentional. When I wrote the first EP, I was kind of trying to get away from, the things about French Reform that I had wanted to do differently. It was kind of a transitional album away from the more rock aspects and more into the more poppy and even kind of house influenced. I wanna show
you that I've loved you well. Solar Estates performs Thursday night for the KZFR New Year's Eve blowout at the Chico Women's Club. For information on that show and a video of today's in-studio performance, head to our website, mynspr.org. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.
And I can see that your hands are all but tangled with fear. You barely managed that old talk, it's so incredibly clear that if you knew how to pretend you